Practical Work on Self, Chapter 20, Centrum of Cosmos. Man has no real place in the cosmic octave. He is nothing and less than nothing in the big scheme of things, but he has significance in another octave not concentrated in the great cosmic octave. Alone, we can easily visualize the human biological machine as the solar absolute, the crown of creation, or as the moon, a new formation at the tail end of the scale of creation. But with others, we can never see the machine as the solar absolute because of the tensions, emanations, and radiations of others, and at the same time the machine's automatic tensions in relation to the machines of others. The descending scale of creation can be a tool for understanding more than just the theory of astronomy. Creation was not slowly made over a long period of time. As a matter of fact, the creation did not appear in time. It is time, exactly one moment, which in the objective sense is the same thing as saying eternity. Everything which exists within the creation exists eternally in its own time and place, once existing, always existing, because the creation is not a flow of events, but a living, eternal mathematical equation expressing itself as matter, which is energy viewed below the speed of light, and energy, which is matter viewed at or above the speed of light. In a way, the creation is an eternal light in infinite extension, folded in upon itself in the form of a Klein bottle, a solid form of the Möbius strip. Time is the unique subjective through which we are able to thread our way through the space of higher dimensions and view time as a lower dimension. All lower worlds are only temporary, except for organic life in general. In the life of the planets and suns, there is no question of evolution. They all will someday be higher. But for moons, new beings formed of negative energy, there can be no guarantee, and the risk of annihilation is great. What do you think it might mean to feed the moon in oneself? Without this internal moon, the machine cannot attain the imbalance and disharmony necessary to function as a transformational apparatus. Man has no real place in the higher dimensions of the cosmic octave. He is nothing less than nothing in the big scheme of things, but he has significance in another octave not evident within the great cosmic octave. It is in this hidden octave that he can try to become more than is possible for him in the ordinary course of evolution. In studying the law of octaves, it must be remembered that octaves in relation to one another are divided into fundamental and subordinate octaves. Retardations can in this way be understood as potentials of new directions. We can never learn to use fully the laws of octaves, but we can learn to use some of its laws. While the being is under the law of three, the machine is inexorably under the law of seven. If we really understand this idea, we have a very powerful tool for work. It would be beneficial in this respect to study deeply the laws of the octave. Parables are the speech of conscious beings blended for multidimensional significance to conform to their vision of life as they see, hear, feel, sense, and understand it. Choose an object and make it temporarily represent for you the solar absolute. For the purpose of this experiment, every other object and being in the cosmos exists only subordinately in relation to it. Now visualize all those objects, events, and ideas which, from the very beginning of time to the extreme end, were and are necessary for its appearance, continued existence, maintenance, and appreciation. Extend your vision throughout all creation, permeating all being and manifestation in order to fully see everything and maintain the existence of this single object, which is the centrum of gravity of the entire creation. It is not necessary to have the object constantly in sight. Go about your daily business, considering how everything in the universe supports the existence of this single object.